Welcome to the Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Trucking Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Trucking, Avery Weiss. As Avery presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading the PDF or PowerPoint of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF and PowerPoint is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads for the Trucking Market Update, as well as the weekly Rail Market Update with Todd Tronowski and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Welcome to FTR's weekly Trucking Market Update. I'm Avery Weiss, Vice President of Trucking. This is episode 170 for the week of July 11th, 2022. Before we start, a reminder that you can download a PDF with graphics related to this discussion at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. So we didn't have the same kind of momentous news last week like we did the week before when the Supreme Court, in effect, killed the leased owner-operator model in California. So let's dig into the data, and we'll start by talking about fuel and petroleum. We finally got diesel price data from the Energy Information Administration for the past several weeks, and we learned some interesting things. First, let's set a baseline. You will recall that we had not seen diesel price figures from EIA since the week ended June 13th, which at the time was a record. In the data dump we got from EIA last week, we learned that diesel set another record during the week ended June 20th, rising to $5.81 a gallon. However, in the 3 weeks since then, diesel has dropped more than 24 cents, with about 22.5 cents of that coming just in the past 2 weeks. The national average price during the week ended July 11th fell nearly 11 cents to $5.568 a gallon. So the big question now is whether this is just a short-lived correction or the beginning of a long slide similar to what we saw in 2008 and 2009. As of now, crude prices are still well above $100 a barrel, so it doesn't seem like too much relief is in the offing. But then diesel prices appear to be much higher than what would be explained by crude prices. Okay, so let's talk about the spot market for truck freight during the week ended July 8th, which is week 27. Total spot rates in the truckstop.com system saw one of their largest drops ever during the week. The decline in dry van rates was not unusually large, but the decreases in flatbed and refrigerated rates were among the largest ever in each of those segments. Big drops in spot volume are typical for the week that includes the July 4th holiday, but declines in spot rates tend not to be overly large. Total broker-posted rates in the system fell more than 13 cents, which is the largest decrease since the beginning of 2021, and otherwise the largest on record aside for a couple of weeks in April of 2020. Total spot rates in the system were 2.3% below the same week last year and was the largest negative year-over-year comparison in exactly 2 years. FTR estimates that excluding an imputed fuel surcharge, rates would have been down more than 17% year-over-year. Compared to the five-year average, though, the broker posted rate is still nearly 25% higher. Dry van spot rates declined nearly 6 cents for a fairly typical drop during the holiday week. Dry van rates were 10% lower than the same 2021 week, but more than 28% lower if a fuel surcharge is excluded. Refrigerated spot rates plunged nearly 22 cents, which is the largest drop since mid-January of 2021 and among the largest on record. Rates were about 17% below the same 2021 week, but about 33% below that week, excluding surcharges. And flatbed rates fell more than 13 cents, which is the largest drop on record, except for a week in April of 2020 at the depths of the pandemic lockdowns. Rates were about 5% above those in the same week last year, but about 8% below excluding an imputed fuel surcharge. Okay, let's talk volume. The drop in rates might have been sharper than expected, but the decrease in load postings was just what you would expect in a holiday week. Total load postings fell nearly 28%, which is weaker than the performance in 2020 and 2021, but otherwise was typical for the week that includes the July 4th holiday. A seasonal move in volume is further indication that the spot market is normalizing. Volume is more than 25% below the same 2021 week, but about 31% above the five-year average for the week. Load postings were lower week over week in all regions. Okay, let's look at volume by segment. Dry van load postings fell nearly 28%, and all regions saw declines. Dry van volume was about 25% below the same 2021 week, but more than 28% above the five-year average for the week. Refrigerated load postings fell 23% as a healthy increase in the Midwest region partially offset sharp declines elsewhere. Volume was about 24% below the same week last year, but 50% above the five-year average for the week. And flatbed load postings fell more than 28% and were down in all regions. Volume was about 28% below the same 2021 week, but about 25% above the five-year average for the week. Okay, let's wrap up the weekly data with a quick look at mortgage rates. Over the past 2 weeks, mortgage rates have fallen almost as much as they rose during the 2 weeks prior. According to Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell 0.4 of a percentage point in the latest week. That's the largest weekly decrease since December 2008, and the rate is now 5.3%. Rates are down just over half a point in the past 2 weeks after jumping just under 0.6 of a point in the 2 weeks prior. Freddie Mac attributed the drop to rising worries over a potential recession. Okay, let's get to the monthly indicators, and this week they're all about the labor market. So let's start with job openings and labor turnover. In a potentially early sign of easing stress in the labor market, the number of job openings in May fell 3.7%, seasonally adjusted, which is the largest monthly drop since August of 2020. However, unfilled positions were still above 11 million and extraordinarily high by historical standards. Voluntary job separations, or quits, also declined in May, but they were still quite close to the record posted in March. And that brings us to the employment situation report, or what most people call the jobs report. The U.S. added 374,000 payroll jobs seasonally adjusted in June, after the Bureau of Labor Statistics adjusted April and May downward by a net of 74,000. Job gains have been remarkably stable recently. They've come in at between about 370 and 400,000 monthly ever since March. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.6%, and the labor participation rate continues to move in unexplainable ways. It ticks down 0.1 of a point to 62.2%. Overall, U.S. payroll employment is down just about 524,000 jobs, or 0.3% from February 2020. However, some sectors have grown substantially compared to pre-pandemic levels, while others lag far behind. For example, employment in trade, transportation, and utilities is 914,000 jobs ahead of February 2020, and professional and business services is 880,000 jobs higher. However, leisure and hospitality still trails February 2020 by more than 1.3 million payroll jobs. Education and health services and mining and logging also trail pre-pandemic levels significantly. In June, education and health services saw the largest gain at 96,000 jobs, followed by professional and business services at 74,000. Transportation, trade, and utilities and leisure and hospitality also saw solid job growth, although the latter, leisure and hospitality, saw much weaker growth than we had typically been seeing before. Government was the only major sector to see a loss of jobs seasonally adjusted. Let's talk a little bit about wages. Average weekly earnings for all private sector employees were 4.2% higher year over year. So wages continue to trail consumer inflation. BLS will publish the consumer price index for June this week. But in May, the 12-month change was 8.6%. Even excluding the volatile food and energy sectors, which are indeed real costs, inflation is outpacing wage growth recently. Okay, let's talk about jobs related to freight transportation. June saw mixed results. Warehousing and storage, which remains the fastest growing U.S. industry during the pandemic, added 17,500 jobs. However, parcel and local delivery, which ranks second in pre-pandemic or in pandemic growth, saw a small decline in jobs seasonally adjusted. And that brings us to for-hire trucking, which added 4,300 payroll jobs seasonally adjusted in June, according to the initial data. Employment is now at a record level and is 74,100 jobs, or 4.9% above February of 2020. The June gain was far smaller than those in April and May, but those increases were huge. Indeed, the Bureau of Labor Statistics revised figures for those 2 months even higher than they were, and those were quite robust before. And so now the two-month gain of 31,200 jobs is the second largest such surge on record. And it is really the largest organic one, because the largest two-month gain on record essentially was the result of the end of a Teamster strike in 1994. More granular data is available only through May, but it indicates that recent gains have been greatest in the general freight truckload segment. As we discussed last week when talking about net revocations and new carriers, one likely factor in the strong payroll employment growth in April and May was a large number of drivers giving up on single truck for hire businesses and joining larger carriers as either leased owner operators or company drivers as diesel prices surged and spot market rates continued to cool. The smaller gain in June might mean that the boost to larger carriers' payrolls from failing small carriers could be tapering off, or it just could be a pause. However, there is another recent development that we talked about last week that could boost payroll employment in trucking, at least in the near term. Now that the Supreme Court has cleared California to enforce its AB 5 law in trucking, many carriers are scrambling for an alternative to the leased owner-operator model, and one option would be for carriers to convert their independent contractor drivers to employees. They wouldn't necessarily have to even buy a truck, which of course is not that easy to do now, in order to do that, because one way they could potentially do it would be to hire the driver as an employee, therefore meeting the requirements of AB 5, and then pay them separately for use of their truck. It's what's typically been called a two-check system. And so that would allow them to obtain both the truck capacity and the driver capacity and satisfy the requirements of AB 5. Okay, let's recap the key takeaways for the week. Diesel prices have fallen sharply in the past 2 weeks after hitting a record. Flatbed and refrigerated rates saw very large spot rate decreases. Mortgage rates fell sharply in the latest week. Job openings dropped sharply but are still very high. The U.S. added 374,000 payroll jobs in June. Unemployment was unchanged at 3.6%. For-hire trucking added 4,300 jobs in June. And revisions show April and May were even stronger for trucking job growth than we thought. Next week, we'll talk about retail sales, industrial production and manufacturing output, and inflation at the consumer and producer levels. Plus, as usual, we will recap data on the spot market and on fuel and petroleum. So that's it for FTR's Trucking Market Update, episode 170 for the week of July 11th, 2022. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we hope you will join us next week.
that's it for this week's Trucking Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF and PowerPoint of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and railcar. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.